On a gloomy, rainy morning today, the King and Queen of Norway were at Oslo Cathedral at a memorial service for the murdered children of the country's political elites who were shot and killed at a holiday camp, and for people killed when a car bomb heavily damaged government buildings on Friday. The Prime Minister, Jens Stoltenberg, spoke at the cathedral.
It is now almost 2 days since Norway was hit by the worst accident since the war. It is at Utøya and in Oslo. It feels like an eternity. It has been hours and days and nights filled with shock and angst and crying. Today, we are mourning.
The police are confident they have the killer, 32-year-old Andrews Breivik. He's confessed. He claims to have acted alone. Breivik had posted a kind of manifesto on the internet, an attempt to explain his convictions that Europe is being overrun by immigrants, especially Muslim immigrants. He evokes the Knights of the Crusades and compares the rise of Islamic immigration in Europe to the spread of the Ottoman Empire. But the academic and fairly pompous tone of the manifesto stands in contrast to the experiences of the people Breivik attacked. This man was a cook at the holiday camp.
We got attacked by an insane maniac who had a handgun and a rifle, and he shot us. He shot all my friends when they were trying to swim away from him. And he shot my friends when they were hiding in the tents. He shot my friends when they were running away in fear. It was horrible.
Searches are continuing, and authorities anticipate that the death toll from Friday's violence will rise. You're listening to NPR News.